When a loved one passes away, grieving families in California often face the complex task of handling their affairs. Probate is the court-supervised process for distributing assets and settling debts after someone dies. The probate process seeks to carry out the deceased person's final wishes, but it can be slow, public, and costly if the estate is subject to court oversight. Life insurance provides timely funds to help loved ones after a loss, paying beneficiaries directly outside probate. But sometimes policies get tangled up in the court system. Understanding the intersection of life insurance and probate is key to efficiently settling matters. This guide examines how life insurance impacts probate in California. We'll cover when insurance avoids probate, situations where policies may get drawn in, strategies to simplify the process, FAQs on common questions. Gaining insight into these issues allows you to make informed choices to care for your family even when you can't be there. For tailored advice on navigating probate in California, consider consulting Classic Law Offices, a trusted California probate attorney service. How life insurance typically avoids probate. Life insurance policies with properly named individual beneficiaries pay proceeds directly to those people upon the policyholder's death. The funds do not pass through probate or become available to cover the deceased's outstanding bills. This allows grieving families faster access to funds from life insurance, compared to assets like solely owned real estate or bank accounts, which must go through court processes. Contrast this to assets subject to probate, where the court must validate the will and monitor the executor's handling of financial transactions like paying creditors before distributing inheritances. This court supervision aims to prevent financial abuse but creates delays and expenses for estates. By properly titling assets like life insurance policies and retirement accounts to pass outside probate directly to beneficiaries, individuals can simplify matters for loved ones. This allows faster access to funds while still requiring court processes for other assets. Updating beneficiary designations. To ensure life insurance funds avoid getting tied up in probate, it is critical to keep beneficiary designations current. Update designations after major life events like marriage, divorce, death of a beneficiary, etc. Review policy beneficiaries periodically as you update your broader estate plan. Name contingent beneficiaries as backups if the primary beneficiary dies before you. Major changes in life circumstances render many beneficiary designations outdated. Failing to update them can mean a policy lacking clear direction, getting pulled into probate. When life insurance gets drawn into probate, while properly structured life insurance avoids probate, there are situations where policies do get pulled into lengthy court oversight processes. The beneficiary dies before the insured. No beneficiary is named on the policy. The beneficiary cannot be located. The beneficiary is a minor lacking a trust. If one of these situations occurs, life insurance proceeds must transfer according to state intestacy laws or the probated will, not directly to heirs. The result of life insurance getting routed through probate can significantly undermine the benefits. Funds used to pay final bills taxes. Life insurance gets applied alongside other assets to cover outstanding tax and creditor obligations before paying inheritances. Reduced payouts. Using the funds to pay debts leaves less for intended heirs, defeating core purposes like replacing income. Delays accessing proceeds. Probate freezes beneficiary access to policy funds for months. Drawing life insurance proceeds into probate through outdated policy documents adds costs and limits benefits for grieving loved ones. Strategies to keep life insurance out of probate. With proper planning, you can equip your life insurance to avoid probate and better provide for family after your death. Name individual people as beneficiaries. Clearly naming specific individuals like family members ensures the court knows exactly who you want to receive policy proceeds. Establish trusts for minor beneficiaries. Rather than naming minors outright on policies, establish a trust for inheritance and name it as beneficiary to avoid court intervention. Avoid naming your estate as beneficiary. Inheritance vehicles like trusts better accomplish estate planning goals without risking sending life insurance through probate processes. Review and update beneficiary choices. Revisit designations after major life events and regularly alongside updating your broader legacy plan. Using trusts with life insurance. Properly established trusts seamlessly integrate with life insurance while avoiding complications like probate court processes, Key benefits include avoiding probate delays and expenses, distributing policy proceeds over time rather than in one lump sum payout, appointing a trustee to manage inheritances for beneficiaries like minors until a set age. Trusts allow personalized control over the distribution and use of life insurance proceeds for inheritance planning goals. They prevent courts from intervening and freezing access to essential funds for families. Navigating the intersection of life insurance and probate. Given the stakes, it is crucial to plan carefully to avoid tangling life insurance policies up in probate proceedings after your passing. Here are best practices. Maintain open communication with your probate estate planning attorney to understand implications of policy choices for your situation. Ask pointed questions when initially purchasing life insurance coverage to set up an optimal structure for probate avoidance. Review documents regularly, updating beneficiary designations following major life events like marriages and divorces. Lean on experienced counsel to catch any inaccuracies or outdated listings as part of an ongoing estate plan review every few years. Even with proper diligence, mistakes happen. Probate disputes often result when unclear policies lack explicit beneficiary designations. Seeking legal expertise can prevent costly errors. The probate process presents enough difficulties for families without an outdated life insurance policy, exacerbating legal issues. A little planning goes a long way. Frequently asked questions. Is life insurance subject to creditors' claims during probate? If a life insurance policy gets drawn into probate because of outdated beneficiary listings, the proceeds do become subject to any unpaid debts in some cases. This reduces inheritances. What happens if a life insurance beneficiary dies before the insured? Life insurance contracts have direction for alternative payouts in such cases. First, secondary, or contingent beneficiaries named would receive funds. If none designated, proceeds likely get paid to insured's estate and probated. Can I change an insurance beneficiary with my will? No. Insurance policy beneficiary designations operate independently from wills. Any changes must be directly updated on the policy documents with the issuing insurer while the owner is alive. Are life insurance death benefits taxable? Generally, life insurance proceeds received by policy beneficiaries are not subject to income tax. Certain exceptions include policies transferred for valuable consideration. Estate tax may apply. How quickly are life insurance proceeds paid out? Payments to designated beneficiaries typically issue in a matter of days or weeks after submitting claim forms, much faster than assets subject to probate delays. Conclusion: losing someone close presents steep emotional and financial challenges for families. Life insurance provides necessary stability amid grief and uncertainty. Keeping policies structured to avoid the court system helps ensure funds go directly to heirs when needed most. Periodic reviews with probate counsel make navigating the complex legal environment straightforward. If you have doubts about aspects of how current or prospective life insurance integrates into your estate plan and probate avoidance techniques, reach out to an expert. They can inform you of choices that prevent legal issues from exacerbating an already difficult situation for loved ones.